We're all done with breaking bread. Well, following this episode of I Snark, coming up right now.
I snark, you snark, we all snark for the I Snark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Littergeist drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark,
lift high
the roaring snark proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Wrong Alternate Melodies. You'll still find them in many missalettes. And now, water still sucks, and here's Brian Michael Page.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hello, and welcome to episode number 163 of I Snark. Ego sum brianis micales pagina, your friendly neighborhood I Snark. Happy Holy Week, all my little snarkomaniacs. Hey, after the rain I ranted about last week, we actually had like four nice days in a row, sunny and 70 degrees. And then, boom, it all went bye-bye again. Three more days of rain and low temps dropping down below 30.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
Yes, by the way, this part of I Snark is brought to you by Wrong Alternate Melodies. I say that because some hymns just cannot have an alternate melody. Yes, I do remember saying way, way back about 4 years ago on the original Crystal's Vintage Podcasting feed that hymn tunes are interchangeable. Yes, this goes back to around January of 2006. I think I had mentioned this. Now, the only thing is, some of these hymns, you just can't sing to an alternate tune no matter how much the publisher likes to think otherwise. Here's a big example. How many remember monthly missalette from back in the 70s? Okay, not seasonal missalette like they have now. This is monthly missalette, its predecessor. Now, here's a mistake that I grew up with, okay? The glory of these 40 days. Now, that missalette had it written with words only, and the caption under the title stating, Melody, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Now to this day, that same book, now known as Seasonal Missalette, and even its larger counterpart, We Celebrate, still using that same tune. Now we all know that the old 100th tune is a great tune to use with praise God from whom all blessings flow, and all people that on earth do dwell. But it just doesn't fit with the glory of these 40 days. It cries out for the tune Erhold uns Herr, a nice penitential sounding tune in E minor. Now, here's another monthly missalette blunder from the 70s, which thankfully you don't see anymore. And believe it or not, it's the Palm Sunday hit All Glory, Lord and Honor. Now, although this hymn had the music set correctly, okay, the music was above it, and it was St. Theodulf, the proper tune. Now, despite that, there is still a caption underneath the title. Alternate Melody. O Sacrament Most Holy. Yes, I'm talking about Fold the Melody. And I knew an organist back then, way back in the day, back when I was a child, this elderly lady who was playing at the local church, who actually used Fold the Melody with All Glory, Lord, and Honor. Now, as nice as the tune is for O Sacrament Most Holy, again, it's just not a good fit for All Glory, Lord, and Honor. I mean, just look at the text. All glory, Lord, and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. This hymn cries out for a triumphant tune. That triumphant tune is St. Theodolf. Now, finally, one more blunder that was committed not by Monthly Mistelette, but by early editions of We Celebrate. Okay, same publisher, J.S. Pollock. And now, this blunder was with the Easter hit, Alleluia, Alleluia, Let the Holy Anthem Rise. Now, for some reason, the first few years of We Celebrate decided to use the tune Hymn to Joy, like it hasn't been used for enough hymns already. Now, again, Hymn to Joy goes great with Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, and Sing with All the Sons of Glory, but not Alleluia, Alleluia, Let the Holy Anthem Rise. It cries out for the American tune, Holy Anthem, or the English tune by Richard Runyon Terry. Thankfully, Let the Holy Anthem Rise has been reverted back to the tune Holy Anthem. Now, today we're going to finish off our seasonal section of the Breaking Bread rant. However, first we got to meet our good friends, the Jungle Screechers.
Feast for the week! Feast for the week!
Why, thank you, Jungle Screechers. And once again, we're going to kind of do a little double duty edition here. We're going to cover 2 weeks, March 29th through April 11th. And I say this because this is going to be kind of easy. All right. First thing to realize, that in the extraordinary form, all the days that we're going to be listing here are celebrated in the first class. The first class. Imagine that. We're talking about Holy Week and then Easter Week, okay? Monday, March 29th, in both forms, Monday of Holy Week, vestment color violet. Tuesday the 30th, both forms, Tuesday of Holy Week, vestment color violet. And in the extraordinary form, okay, the Passion according to St. Mark is red. Now, some of you may know already that on Palm Sunday, in the extraordinary form, the St. Matthew Passion is red. And of course, in the ordinary form, you have the three-year cycle, and this is the year for Luke, so the Luke's Passion is red. Now, Wednesday, in both forms, Wednesday of Holy Week, that's Wednesday the 31st, traditionally known as Spy Wednesday, the day that Judas is offered 30 silver pieces for the handing over of Jesus Christ. The vestment color, again, violet, and in this time in the extraordinary form, the Passion according to St. Luke is red. Thursday, April 1st, in both forms, Holy Thursday. And by the way, a happy birthday on that day to my son, Brian. He will be turning 17. Do I feel old or what? Vestment color for Mass on Holy Thursday, the Lord's Supper Mass, white. The Gloria is sung for this Mass, by the way. Friday, April 2nd, in both forms, Good Friday. Vestment colors, this is interesting, okay? Now, in the ordinary form, the vestment colors for Good Friday throughout is red. In the extraordinary form, okay, it is black for the veneration of the Holy Cross and violet for Holy Communion. A little interesting combo there. Saturday, April 3rd, of course, in both forms, Holy Saturday. The Easter Vigil is celebrated that evening. Now, the vestment colors at the ordinary form, white throughout the entire liturgy. In the extraordinary form, okay, violet for the blessing of the new fire, the paschal candle, and the font, and then white for the renewal of baptismal promises and the remainder of Mass. The Gloria, of course, is sung, and the Alleluia makes its triumphant return. Sing it loud, sing it bold.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Sing it bold. Same thing with Sunday, the 4th, Easter Sunday, vestment color white. And don't forget the sequence. It's required. Victime Paschali Laudes. And now, from Monday the 5th through Saturday the 10th, there's simply days in the octave of Easter, Monday through Saturday in the octave of Easter, and they are celebrated in the ordinary form as solemnities and in the extraordinary form as days of the first class. Vestment color all week, of course, white. Finally, Sunday, April 11th, in the extraordinary form, Low Sunday or Quasimodo Sunday, after the first word of the Latin introit, Quasimodo. And in the ordinary form, the second Sunday of Easter, or as Pope John Paul had declared, I believe, back in 2000, Divine Mercy Sunday. First class in the extraordinary form, solemnity in the ordinary form, and of course the vestment color will be white. We'll be back. Coming up, the conclusion of Breaking Bread. But first, something for your stomach, but not on Good Friday. Stay tuned.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Don't do this at church.
All glory, Lord, and honor to the Redeemer King.
Do this instead.
All glory, Lord, and honor to the Redeemer King.
Now that's much better.
He can swim down low, he can sing down low, he's
Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
So, Basso, are you enjoying Holy Week?
Yes, thrills as always.
And what will you be singing today in honor of Holy Week? Anything good?
Well, today I was thinking of doing an Ave Verum in honor of Holy Thursday, but I was debating. I could do the Mode 6 version, but that would be, well, too easy. I could do the Colin Malby version, which is absolutely gorgeous, but that might be a little too complex. So, how about Mozart for a change of pace?
Yeah, sure. I use the Mozart Ave Verum often. Matter of fact, when I'm at the console and directing the choir on Holy Thursday, this is usually our communion piece. So, sure. Here we go. Basso does Mozart. Take it away.
Ave, Ave, Verum Corpus, Natum de Maria Virgine. Cuius Sanctus Perforatum Fluxita aqua et sanguine esto nobis pregustatum in mortis examine in mortis examine.
Never mind that local beer you're drinking. That's toilet water. Have some Bavarian Weiss beer on me. Stay tuned.
Watching baseball, football, fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high-quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Hey!
Well, here we go, the last of the rant on the Breaking Bread seasonal music. We are still in the hymn section, and we're just going to blow right through this whole thing, right up to 218, the end of the section. Last episode, we left off at 110, so here we go. 111 through 115 can all go bye-bye, especially that infamous ditty 114, simply called Ashes, and its three-syllable stumblings. It's definitely one of the corniest songs to ever get into a hymnal. You want my honest opinion? There you go. 116 is a keeper. Behold, before our wondering eyes. Text by Sister Genevieve Glenn. Music by Barney Walker and Gail Berberick. Now, I don't know much about Barney Walker. I've never met Gail Berberick either. I do know she's from our home diocese. But I must tell you, her compositions over the last few years have greatly improved. This one's written in a chant style, definitely rare for modern composers. Especially modern composers from OCP. But this one is very good. Keep it. 117, the kingdom calls us to repent. And its alternate funeral hymn text underneath called We Feel the Weight of Sadness, Lord. Text by Harry Hagen. The tune called Windsor, also a keeper. 128 through 121 can all go. 121, led by the Spirit. Text by Bob Hurd, set to the tune Kingsfold. This one's definitely a keeper. 123, the Gospel Acclamation, Praise to You, Lord Jesus Christ, King of Endless Glory, set to music by Michael Pendergast and Joseph Sullivan. Definitely a good acclamation. Now, the verses are set in a separate book, which I don't have handy, but judging on the antiphon alone, I will say keep it. 124, Attende Domine, always a keeper. Now, this book has the antiphon in English and Latin, however, the verses are in English only. Come on now, impress me, OCP. Add the Latin verses. 125 can go. 126 through 129 are all keepers. Pace Domine, of course. holy patron thee saluting, set to the tune pleading savior. Again we keep the solemn fast, set to the tune Er halt uns Herr. The text is by Peter Scagnelli, a former priest of my home diocese. And from the depths we cry to thee, set to the tune Heinlein, which is most commonly used with the hymn 40 Days and 40 Nights. Now that we've had four straight keepers, we have four straight trashers. 130 through 133 can all go. Bye-bye. 134 is a must-keep, the Stabat Mater, all 15 verses in English and in Latin. Yes, very good. 135 can go. 136 through 139 are all keepers, and they are in order. "'Tis good, Lord, to be here." The tune is Swabia, however, it should be raised to the key of D. "The glory of these 40 days," and set to the right tune, Er halt uns Herr. We had this thing earlier about wrong alternate tunes. This one's to the right tune. "Lord, who throughout these 40 days," and then 40 days and 40 nights. 140 through 142 can go. Especially 141, the overly syncopated Hosanna to the Son of David by Dan Schutte, and 142, this Passion Acclamation by Christopher Walker. I mean, there are no sung acclamations during the Passion. The Passion itself can be sung, however, by singing what is written in the Passion, but not just some universal acclamation. 143, All Glory, Lord, and Honor is a must-keep, and it's in its proper tune. 144, When Jesus Wept by William Billings can also stay. 145, Jesu, Jesu, Fill Us With Your Love, with its musical roots from Ghana, that can actually stay. 146, As I Have Done For You, a must go. Nothing like blatantly singing the part of Jesus in the first person, eh? Nah. 147 through 150 can also go. 150 is Bob Hurd's oats. 150 is Bob Hurd's own setting of O Sacred Head Surrounded. Scrap that one. Keep the Passion Chorale. 151 is a must-keep. Sing My Tongue the Savior's Glory, the crucifixion-themed text translated by John Mason Neal from the Latin of Venantius Fortunatus, set to the Mode 3 Pange Lingua tune. 152, 153, and 154 can all go. 155, well, O Sacred Head, with the proper tune, Passion Chorale. By the way, it wasn't until 2005 when OCP finally added the traditional verses. The good thing is they did. However, they're still missing a verse that appears in most hymnals that I really like. And it's the verse that begins with the line, I see thy strength and vigor all fading in the strife, and death with cruel rigor bereaving thee of life, etc., etc. 156, Wood of the Cross by Owen Allstott. Music sounds kind of weak. Scrap it. 157, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Very fine hymn with the tune Hamburg that is included. However, I would also offer Rockingham as an alternate tune. 158, Were You There? Definitely a keeper. There's some really nice harmonies that do justice to the spiritual. 159, 160, and 161 can all go bye-bye. 152, Father, Into Your Hands I Commend My Spirit by Martin Foster has a fine melody for the antiphon. Now again, the verses are not shown in the pew book that I have in front of me, but I will say keep it by judging on the antiphon alone. 163, Christ Be Our Light by Bernadette Farrell with very special verses based on the Exultet. Scrap it and stick with the Exultet from the Roman Missal, okay? 164, Jubilate Deo can stay. It's a cute little round. 165, Out of Darkness by Tom Kenzie, also from my home diocese. That one can go. Bye-bye. 166, Come Ye Faithful, Raise the Strain. That one's a keeper for sure. 167 and 168 can both go. Then we got this really hot streak of keepers going here. Can you believe it? Yeah, a hot streak of keepers. 169 through 180, and they are in order. Be Joyful, Mary, Heavenly Queen. Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Now the Green Blade Rises, which, by the way, is set to the tune Noël Nouvellet, which is traditionally known with the hymn Sing We Now of Christmas. Then there's the Day of Resurrection with the tune Elecombi. Christ the Lord is Risen Today, the text based on the sequence Victime Paschale Laudes. Regina Caeli in both English and in Latin. Christ the Lord is Risen Today with the Alleluias, text by Charles Wesley. Alleluia, Alleluia, hearts to heaven and voices raised, not to be confused with Let the Holy Anthem Rise, which we talked about earlier. Now, that one there, Hearts to Heaven and Voices Raised, that one can stay with Hymn to Joy. Jesus is risen, let us sing, set that a tune, lost on Sephiroth. At the Lamb's Eye Feast, we sing, of course, which is Salzburg. Ye Sons and Daughters, which I like doing, especially on Divine Mercy Sunday. And a better Bob Hurd piece called Two Were Bound for Emmaus. 181 can go. Something about adapting a Catholic acclamation like Springs of Water, Bless the Lord, to a low church Protestant ditty like Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, just doesn't sit well with me for some reason. 182 and 183 are definite keepers. 182 is Christ the Lord is Risen Again, set to the tune Christ ist erstanden, also known in Latin as Surgit in haec dies. 183, Alleluia, Alleluia, let the holy anthem rise, and set to the right tune. You know you got a keeper there. 184 can go. 185 can stay. This one is simply called 3 Days. It's a text by M.D. Ridge, but it's set to the Gustav Holst tune Thaxted, which, of course, that tune was used as Jupiter in his major work, The Planets. Many know the tune, of course, with the hymn, O God Beyond All Praising. Nice timeline of the Triduum in the text here. 186 and 187 can go. 188 and 189 are definite keepers for the Ascension. Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise, tune Lanfair, and Go Make of All Disciples, set to Elecombe. 190, Holy Spirit by Ken Canito. That one can go. 191, O Veni Sancte Spiritus by Christopher Wilcock, an Australian Jesuit. That one can stay, as well as 192, Create a Spirit by Whose Aid, sung to the tune Lasst uns erfreuen. And 193, another keeper, O Spirit of the Living Lord, by the same Ken Canito, whose Holy Spirit ditty I just trashed a minute ago. Now, this O Spirit of the Living Lord is one of his far better works. 194, Christopher Walker's Veni Sancte Spiritus, little ostinato refrain, is a good way to get the little ones exposed to some Latin. I'd keep that one for the kiddies, you know, just to get them to learn some Latin phrases. Veni Sancte Spiritus, Agnus Dei, you know, those are good things to teach them. 195, Veni Creator Spiritus, a must keep. 196, Come O Holy Spirit, Come, is a must go. It's that translation of the Pentecost sequence, Veni Sancte Spiritus, but it's set to Hymn to Joy. Let's scrap this one and encourage use of the standard chant sequence instead of cheapening it with an overused hymn tune that's already set to like 50 million other hymns. Everything from 197 to 215 are keepers. Two of these that I call special attention to are number 200, By All Your Saints Still Striving, and 205, O God of Love, O King of Peace, both which appear, to the best of my knowledge, in Breaking Bread for the first time that I can recall. The only thing I would have done different with O God of Love, O King of Peace, is use the long-lost hymn tune Quebec. Matter of fact, we featured that tune as a Catholic Lost 45 back in October of 2006 on the old Christos Vincit Anywhere feed, episode number 52. Another suggestion would be a change for the tune of In His Temple Now Behold Him, which is number 213. Right now it's St. Thomas. I would use Lauda Anima instead and save St. Thomas for the Tantum Ergo and perhaps another Lost 45, Lord Accept the Gifts We Offer. Remember that one? Lord Accept the Gifts We Offer at this Eucharistic feast? 216 and 217 can go. And then finally, we end our Breaking Bread and Music Issue rants with a keeper, number 218, Come Ye Thankful People, Come. That one is a must. On our next episode, we are going to feature OCP's best work, the second edition Journey Songs Hymnal. Now, it still has a good share of garbage in it, but I'm going to have a lot of positives to point out. You'll want to hear this one. It's definitely an improvement. If anything at all, it is definitely a big improvement compared to any worship aid that they have produced. In the meantime, let Christus Vincit Whitewash clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay. New crystals, vintage whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
New crystals, vintage whitewash.
Don't do this at church.
The glory of these 40 days we celebrate with songs of praise.
Do this instead.
The glory of these 40 days we celebrate with songs of praise.
Now that's much better.
And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Today's edition of the good, the bad, and the ugly will feature, ready for this, Easter music and Easter muzak written in triple meter, whether it be 3-4, 3-8, 3-2, 3-16, 3-7, whatever you want. Here we go.
The good.
Ye sons and daughters. Well, that one's really chant, but it often gets interpreted as 3-8 or 6-8. I often use the Alleluia from it as a gospel acclamation, and then I chant the verse of the day to psalm tone too.
The bad.
Sing to the mountains, often referred to in these parts as drink to the mountains.
The ugly.
Sing to the mountains, being sung while chugging a tall glass of Narragansett beer. Both of these, the song and the beer, are a major...
I snark. Still.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
Coming up, Johnny Proctor returns. Don't touch that mouse.
And now, Brian Wilson's prodigal twin. Here is Johnny Proctor.
The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He sits between the cherubim. The Lord is great, high above all the peoples. In Zion he reigns, let the earth stand in awe. Let
let them come.
And there he is, that extra Beach Boy, anytime they need an alternate, Johnny Proctor. And The Lord Reigns. A little bit of an Eastern flavor there. It's quite nice, though. I'm going to leave a link to the SoundClick site of Johnny Proctor in the show notes. Johnny also comes courtesy of Music Alley, www.musicalley.com. Don't do this at church.
Alleluia, alleluia, let the holy anthem rise.
Do this instead.
Alleluia, alleluia, let the holy anthem rise.
Now that's much better. A few quick closing announcements here. Currently, I may be driving a FedEx ground truck by day for a living, but that is only at least until I can become a full-blown music director somewhere once again. However, in the meantime, I'm still available for substitute organist work for Holy Mass on weekends, weddings, some funerals, especially Saturdays. I'm willing to travel to Roman Catholic churches within a reasonable drive from the Providence, Rhode Island area. Dioceses within my range would include my home diocese, which is Providence, Rhode Island, as well as the Archdiocese of Boston, Massachusetts, and the dioceses of Fall River, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, and Norwich, Connecticut. Fees are reasonable, competitive, and negotiable, and if you so choose, I'll even be willing to be your next music director for a reasonable salary. Much of the music I specialize in is written in traditional styles intended to be accompanied on an organ, preferably a pipe organ, although I will take a reasonable electronic or digital organ. Anyone interested should email me at bpage69@yahoo.com. Again, don't be left in the dark. Hire a snark. If you haven't already, you may subscribe to iSnark at iTunes. We have a link in the show notes as well as on the sidebar, both of which you can find at our website at theisnark.blogspot.com. Also in the show notes and on the sidebar, you will find a link to our Podcast Alley page. We ask but one favor, and that is to please take a minute to cast your vote once a month. The more votes we get, the more chaos iSnark gets to spread. So please, cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley if you haven't already. And in the gracious words of Bartles and James, once again, thank you for your support. Finally, for some good, clean, snarky fun after the show, come on down and join Facebook's greatest fan club, Fans of the iSnark. If you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Join us again next time when we do some positive thinking on an OCP hymnal. Also, a very happy and blessed Easter to all of you. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
iSnark is brought to you in part by Pekovska Kielbasa, our official deli meat, available at a Polish deli near you. And by Kurt and Ludwig Weissbier, our official beer. Kurt and Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Crystal's Vision Whitewash, our official detergent. It'll clean out your hymnals and musical sins. iSnark is copyright 2010, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.